bid you welcome as we celebrate the 12th day of Christmas, the Epiphany of our Lord. The wise men may have been guided by a star, but we were guided by the beautiful full moon this evening to come to be here on the 12th day of Christmas. As we celebrate the Epiphany of our Lord, the light for all the Gentile nations, let us sing the opening processional hymn, Songs of Thankfulness and Praise, hymn 394. Stand and face the cross as it enters the sanctuary. Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, the Lord, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities,
upon this your confession. I have a virtue of my office. It's a called, ordained servant of the word. Announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The introit is hymn 399, The Star Proclaimed. You may be seated.
The star proclaims the King is
known your only begotten Son to the Gentiles. Lead us who know you by faith to enjoy in heaven the fullness of your divine presence. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the Epiphany of our Lord is from Isaiah chapter 60. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried on the hip. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and exult, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please turn in the front of your hymnals to Psalm 72. We chant responsively by whole verse.
Give the King your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the royal Son. Pity on the weak and the needy, and that saves the lives of the needy. Blessings invoked for him all the day. In him, all nations call him blessed.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who loves unrest.
Blessed be his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen.
Seen his star in the east and have come to worship him.
When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star they had seen in the east went before them, until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. Going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their gifts, they offered him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, verily of his Father before all worlds, God of God,
God.
Lord Jesus, the light of all the Gentile nations. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The 12th day of Christmas, Epiphany. Jesus, the light of all the nations. Each week in the Divine Service, when we sing the Nunc Dimittis, we are singing both about Christmas and Epiphany. We sing about Jesus, the King of the Jews, which is Christmas, and the light of the Gentile nations, which is Epiphany. In the East, today is being celebrated in the Eastern Church as the Nativity, the Epiphany, and the light of Christ. Epiphany means appearing, the light. The light of the star guided the wise men. The light of God's Word guides us. A few words about the Magi, the light, the star, King Herod, the prophecy in Bethlehem. It had been foretold in the prophet Micah that the Christ would be born in Bethlehem. And so the scribes discover as they look into the Old Testament scrolls and tell Herod, this child will be born in Bethlehem. The Christ will be born in Bethlehem of Judea. He will come forth as a ruler who will shepherd the people of Israel. However, when the star had appeared, these magi, who were astronomers and trained in all the great mysteries and the books of the East, somehow were familiar with the promises, even in the scriptures of the Old Testament, of the Jews, that the star would come forth, the scepter from Judah. It was revealed to them that this star that they saw was the star of one who would be born King of the Jews. They followed this star and came to worship him. Now, this is not Christmas night. This is sometime later. And scholars have many estimates of when exactly this happened, in 2 years or a year or so after his birth in Bethlehem. Because now they're in a house in Bethlehem, not the manger. And now Jesus is a child with Mother Mary there in the house. When this entourage of magi come, and the only reason they're called the three magi because of the three gifts. It would have been a whole entourage of all these people who've come, these wise, educated people, because they saw the star in the east, and they've come to worship him. Now, the reason why all Jerusalem was upset was because of Herod. Herod was a wicked and evil king, even though he was mighty and prosperous. Was put into power by the Romans. The Jews looked at him really as an impostor, only half Jewish, an Edomite, who'd been put into power by the Romans. So when they say, we're looking for one who was born King of the Jews, this is a threat to Herod. If you read the historian Josephus, you'll find out how wicked he was. There's buildings all over Israel that he built. Great architect and building man who built buildings and worked upon places by the Dead Sea and had places by Bethlehem and Jerusalem in which he lived. However, any threat to his throne was taken care of immediately. He killed one of his wives. He killed a couple of his sons. It was totally like Herod to want to destroy this child who was born King of the Jews. The other thing about the star is people tried to turn this star into some explanation of earthly coming together, Saturn and Jupiter. But this star had appeared, and they noticed this amazing star. They came towards Jerusalem. They assumed the king has got to be in Jerusalem. But the star reappears and actually moves to the house where they were living. This is a miraculous star sent by God from heaven as a sign. When the star reappears, you notice, these grown men rejoice with exceeding great joy. The words there in the original are joy, great joy, abounding joy. It appeared again, and it comes over the house where the child was. When they come to the house, to the astonishment of, I'm sure, everyone in Bethlehem, they come into the house, for they saw his star and rejoiced with great joy. And think of this scene. Here is Mary with this child Jesus. These great men fall down and worship him and present him gifts and treasures of gold and frankincense and myrrh. Our Lord Jesus Christ, born in poverty, is now presented these amazing gifts. Gold, the church has seen, for a king. For frankincense, for him as our priest. And myrrh, for him as our prophet, which we just sang in the hymn. And if you know, We Three Kings is a part of that whole hymn. Our Lord Jesus Christ was indeed the king for the Jews. And we still proclaim to our Jewish friends, he is your Messiah. He is your king first. He came for the Jews first, and then for the Gentiles. One of our former vicars, Vicar Jordan Pizer, Pastor Pizer, will be with us in April. And he works with Apple of His Eye Ministry out in New Jersey, bringing the gospel to our Jewish friends. Wanting them to see, Jesus is your king. And he is your Messiah. Tonight, we celebrate that we Gentiles also have a light. And so these treasures of gold and frankincense and myrrh, as we consider the lessons today in Isaiah, in Psalm 72, in the Epistle, in Ephesians chapter 3, we see that the church has really been onto something when considering these three gifts tied to him as priest and prophet and king. The Old Testament reading from Isaiah 60 is from 700 BC, proclaiming that the glory of the Lord will appear, the brightness of your rising, they will come on camels, they will bring gold and frankincense for the praises of the Lord, the abundance of the nations will be brought to you. Here Isaiah is foretelling 700 years ahead of time this event of the nations coming, even the gifts that would be brought, gold and frankincense. Traditionally, the church has considered frankincense the gift for him as a priest. When the priest would go into the temple and begin the prayers, they would light the incense. And the people outside could smell the fragrance, and they knew, the priest is praying. Our prayers are going up like the fragrance of the incense that is lit. Jesus is our priest. Frankincense for him, who is the mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who will one day go from this little house to a cross and to a tomb and offer up his own body and his lifeblood as a fragrant offering and incense before the Lord. Frankincense for Jesus, who is our priest, our high priest. Then we sang all of Psalm 22. We don't usually all sing all the verses of the psalm, but we did that purposely tonight. Because now in 1000 BC, 1,000 years before Christ, David is foretelling this event, that you will have a dominion from sea to sea, the kings will fall down before you and worship you, gold will be brought, and praise. Blessed be the Lord God, for the whole earth will be filled with your glory. They will bring tribute. The desert tribe will bow down to him. Here, as they bring gold for a king, Jesus the king, wherever these wise men came from, Arabia, Persia, Edom, there's lots of guesses as to where they came from. They're acknowledging him as a king. You give gold to a king. Give to the king and your royal son righteousness, he said. May he judge your people with righteousness and justice. May it fall like rain upon the mown grass. May he have dominion from sea to sea. May the kings of all the nations bring him gifts. The kings fell down and worshipped him. We get on our knees at the communion rail and receive the gifts of the king. Not of gold and silver, but his holy precious blood and innocent suffering and death, as he gives us his body and blood with the bread and wine, a gift from the king. Frankincense for the priest, gold for the king, And lastly, as St. Paul said in Ephesians, Jesus, the great prophet, the mystery of the Spirit, the gospel that is proclaimed by Jesus as the prophet, the working of God's power, the mystery, the Gentiles also are part of the kingdom of God through faith in Christ. Paul, of course, after the event of the original Epiphany in Ephesians chapter 3, says the mystery has now been made known by revelation, the mystery of Christ, that the gospel now, the gift of God's grace, the working of his power, revealed to holy apostles and prophets, that he is the light for all the nations, realized in Christ Jesus our Lord, that we of the saints have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him. Jesus is that prophet. Jesus is the one who gives a confidence to us so that when we pray to the Lord, he hears our prayers through this prophet Jesus who has given us his word recorded in the New Testament. The church has traditionally seen the myrrh as a gift for him as a prophet. You recall that as the wise men bring myrrh there before Mary in the house, the myrrh would be brought also to the tomb when the women and Joseph and Nicodemus come to the tomb. Myrrh for the one who is the prophet. He was wrapped in swaddling cloths on Christmas. He's wrapped in a linen cloth on Good Friday. And myrrh reminds us of the ointment given to him in both his birth and his death, preparing us for the joy of his resurrection. The one whose body was anointed by the myrrh is the one who anoints us with the Holy Spirit in baptism. The Holy Spirit has been poured out upon you in water and word. And as you receive Christ's body and blood tonight, you have boldness and confidence through your faith in him, because the mystery has been revealed. The light has dawned. Jew, Gentile, King of the Jews, Light of the Nations, all are part of the one holy Christian church until we in heaven see the saints of all races, nationalities, peoples of all colors of skin before the King, falling down to worship him, our Lord Jesus Christ. Rejoice this night that Jesus is indeed your prophet and your priest and your King. To Jesus be glory forever. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.
We stand to sing the offertory, page 192. Thank you.
prayer of the church, we stand to pray.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have poured into our hearts the true light of your incarnate word. Grant that this light may shine forth in our lives through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O Lord God, the life of all the living, the light of the faithful, the strength of those who labor, the repose of the blessed dead, grant us a peaceful night free from all disturbance, that after a time of quiet slumber, we may, by your goodness, be endued in the new day with the guidance of your Holy Spirit, and enabled in peace to render thanks to you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Most merciful God, you have given us your eternal word and light through the Virgin Mary. We thank you for the light of the Gentile nations of Christ Jesus. May that light shine brightly in our lives in this coming year, that we may ever be ready for your holy visitation through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Service of Sacrament, page 194.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. Salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you. Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, for what have been hidden from before the foundation of the world, you have made known to the nations in your Son, in him being found in the substance of our mortal nature. You have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Shine.
Truth in Ministry, page 199. We stand to sing.
Unto you, the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.